Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to one of our favorites ever in Philadelphia sports. And, of course, he coached both the Eagles and the Rams, coached them both in a Super Bowl with Dick Vermeil, is, of course, in St. Louis, not in L.A. And the coach joins us every single Friday at this time on a Football Friday. We love talking some football with Dick Vermeil, who's brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals. It means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Well, we are fired up for this game, and it's been a robust week of conversation, Dick, as you know. A lot of different topics, one of which has been the tush push. Let's start there. So I can honestly tell you I don't remember your answer over the last few years, if you're pro keeping it or think it should be gone. I'm one of the few around here that think it should be gone. Where do you come down? If you were on the competition committee, would you elect to vote to keep it or get rid of it?
I wouldn't vote against it. I said all along, I think I said anyway, that, you know, I'm really not a big fan of the play, but I wouldn't vote against it. You know, there's advantages to it. There's disadvantages. One of the disadvantages to the tush push that no one really mentions, it eliminates the ability for a surprise third and inches play or fourth and inches play. I can't tell you how many games over my career that third and inches play was a fake run and a big pass downfield, or a fourth and inches play that fake run, big pass downfield that won the game for us. So that's the only thing it really eliminates in terms of a offensive type football play. But, you know, it just doesn't look like a football play to me, but I wouldn't vote against it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So, Coach, let's talk about the Eagles' offense. It's obviously been a struggle so far. They're 2-0 anyway. How concerned are you with what they're doing offensively with their performance?
Well, I sort of look to the past. You know, last year we didn't start out real fast offensively either, then got going after the bye. But, you know, I would have concerns just like I would be if I were coaching, and I'm sure that they have the same concerns. They've got to do a better job than they're doing right now. You know, they're just not what they ought to be or not what they will end up being, in my opinion. I'm sort of surprised it's taking them that long to get going. You know, that the Cowboys – last week, you know, we played them, the Cowboys, and the Giants played last week. The Giants threw for 450 yards against them, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just compare what our team has done against similar opponents. I know they're better than that. I know they're better. We know that Hurts is better than that. And I'm surprised that with the coordinator, who was within this game all along, is having trouble getting the ball downfield.
Coach,
it's totally on purpose. You know.
Let's talk about that a little bit. With this week, we've got a matchup. When you're talking about these offenses, you talk about our matchup with Kevin Petullo's offense, where you don't have much motion, you don't have much complexity, and then across the way, you've got, you know, a wunderkind coach who's got an offense that motions guys out the, you know, all over in every direction, and it is a lot more complex. Which is preferable in your book? Which works better?
Well, I think what works best is what you coach on the field. I went disguise, distract, and disrupt with movements, cause a mistake, maybe eliminate a little physical edge that the defense has because you've gained some leverage with your movement and your shifting mechanics. But, you know, it's what you coach. You end up doing well what you coach. And the Rams, have been a movement motion team and a shifting team, and they're going to continue to be. And right yeah. now, in studying their offense, like I did this week, in comparison to last year, they're better. They're a better football team right now than they finished the season last year.
Why is that?
Our numbers right now compared to last year are not impressive, okay, in any categories. But like you say all along, he hasn't turned the ball over. He's thrown 75% complete and no touchdowns. We're the only offensive football that hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. But
yeah.
that leads you to believe sooner or later it's going to blossom.
Probably going to throw a touchdown pass eventually.
Yeah, probably will.
How hard is it for us to cover them when they're throwing the ball? I mean, Matthew Stafford throwing the ball to Devontae Adams, and we know Puka Nacua is pretty good too. How tough is that going to be with the cornerbacks we have to work with?
Well, fortunately, we have Vic Fangio. The Rams cannot do anything he hasn't seen. Okay, that's mm-hmm. all. His experience, and as well coached as the defense is, I don't think it'll be a big factor. You know, yes, we have some new people on the within the defensive scheme, but I don't think it'll be a big deal to them. I think they'll handle it well. Plus, our pass rush. You know, Matthew Stafford's been knocked around a little bit already. You know, and with our pass rush, especially now inside there with those tackles, I think we will give them some problems they will have a tough time handling.
Dick Vermeil with us here. By the way, congratulations to the winner of the Eagles-Rams tickets. His name is Andrew from Cherry Hill, listening to our show. Andrew won those tickets, and we're so happy to give them away.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
You know, Dick, we're a couple years into this Sirianni thing now, year five, and there's a lot I marvel at with him. I mean, I really admire him. I think he's a great coach. I think his attention to detail is excellent. I think the culture he fosters is excellent. But another aspect, and I'm curious if you too think he's well above average at this, I think he's a great game manager. I mean, there's a lot going on for those 3 hours and 20 minutes or 3 hours in an NFL game. And sometimes even the great coaches, things can spiral out of control on them. I think he's got a great ability to manage the game. Do you see it that way?
Well, when you look at his win and loss record, you have to say you're 100% correct. Oh, my God, you can't do much better job than he's done with his win-loss record and Super Bowl wins, playoff wins. So you'd have to say you bet he's doing a great job.
How tough is that? I mean, you're talking to a coordinator, the other coordinator. You got someone in your ear saying when to challenge, when not. You're managing players who are happy. You're managing players who are frustrated. You're keeping your eye on the clock and your timeouts and the down and distance. How difficult is that?
It all depends on who you have in that. In the box upstairs. You know, sometimes you put a guy up there that's really good at it, and you only give him that responsibility to concentrate on every factor that's going on in the time management scheme and when to and when not to, all these kinds of things. And he is a reinforcer to you down on the field. And many times, at least in my career, I've had a guy like Al Sunders, Mike March, those kind of guys in the box, and Dick Corey in Philadelphia here that lead you to a simple decision. It's not a complicated one because they're working on it all along through the game.
Coach, this week against the Rams, is there one thing you're looking for this Eagles team to improve upon? One thing, area you really hoping to see a boost?
Well, you know, to beat the Rams, you're going to have to include your best players. Those wide receivers got to make some plays.
Yeah,
because
that'd be
you
great.
Know that those people are going to make some plays. You're paying those guys a lot of money. And they will end up making some big plays. They've been doing that all along, especially last year in a world championship team.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to get those guys involved, and I'm sure that they will.
Coach, let's get your prediction. The Eagles and Rams, week three matchup. It's a good one. What do you got?
Well, my computer says based on the last six games of last year and the first two of this year, the Eagles beat the Rams by 1 point.
Wow.
Okay? That's what it says. But if you took just the two games played, the Rams would win.
And why do you think that is? Why is that?
Because offensively, you're going to have to score more points than we're scoring right now to beat them.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is something. Well, Coach, obviously great news, not with that prediction, but with the fact that Vermeil Wines is available in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. I'll remind everyone, delicious Vermeil Wines, which can be shipped directly to your home. I've got a bunch of Vermeil Wines. Love them. VermeilWines.com, the website. VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach, enjoy the game on Sunday. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Go
Thanks,
Eagles.
Coach.
All right, there you go. Go Birds. Eagles head coach. I was going to Eagles former head coach. Always an Eagle. Dick Vermeil. All right, good morning to you. As we get ready for the Eagles and the Rams. Of course, also the Phils and the Diamondbacks. Not that the series matters much. You just want to see them close up that two seed. And if Milwaukee falters, look, the Phillies would really have to put a push into it. Nine games left. I mean, if the Phillies went 7-2, you know, that still probably wouldn't get it done. But our eyes on both teams coming down the stretch of the season. From Borgata. So let me ask you guys this question.
Yes.
Main Phillies thing. With the final nine games, the player or the group, John, that you most are focusing on to say this will give me confidence for October? Who is it? What is it?
Jeez.
Because I said Lizardo and Ranger, you know, in September, and they've mostly answered the bell. So what else is
there? I'd love to see the, Ranger pitch like the Ranger we're hoping for. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Nola, though? Isn't it the Nola?
A righty who comes and shows us. I mean, look, it doesn't have to be Nola today. Taiwan is supposedly going
to be. But I don't want Taiwan to win that. I don't want him to.
Backpacking a start. I want a righty who can actually strike people out. I want a righty who can actually command his pitches and throw where he wants to throw. I don't know that Aaron Nola can do that with consistency for four innings.
Yeah.
I know he can do it for one or two, and then he loses it and hangs a couple, and they're out of the park.
Yeah.
And I can't stomach watching that happen in the postseason. So I'd just like to see a righty step up to where we can be confident in putting him on the mound. It's Taiwan.
Devin, three series left. What's the main thing?
So the main thing that gives me confidence going into the postseason, I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, if you had asked me this in April, I'd think that I was crazy. But the lineup, especially, you know, the guys in the outfield, it's proving to be working. And you know, we talked about Max Kepler a bunch earlier in the season and how he wasn't performing. Him, Harrison Bader has been an incredible addition. Brandon Marsh hit a three-run home run off a lefty the other day. Yeah. So. That gives me a lot of confidence. I hope that they can stay hot. I hope that, you know, Trey Turner can come back and seamlessly, you know, fit back into the lineup and have the production offensively that he had before he went out with injury. Like, that's the biggest question mark. Same with Alec Bohm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's coming off the 10-day, I think, in this series tonight. We'll see Alec Bohm, or we should. So as long as the offense can stay hot, that gives me a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is I'd say the intrigue is on the smaller side down the stretch just because you know where the Phillies are probably going to finish at this point. But there's a couple aspects to this team you want to
– I'm worried. I'm worried that the peaking happened, so perfectly.
I know.
And maybe we, like, didn't appreciate it enough, and it might have happened, like, a little early.
Well, haven't. It's not like they've lost three in a row yet. They lost one game. So it's not like we know that their hot play has stopped
True.
Yet.
All right.
No, right. I know. Just, I call it my evil Delco dad voice because, like, when they're, I have it just in the back of my mind. You know, it's great. They're hitting. You know, the entire lineup is doing well, and then I'm like,
yeah,
is it too soon?
Yeah,
is it like 2 weeks too soon?
It just
hopefully not.
It felt like everything was happening like fairy tale style here for quite
like
a while.
Like that Met series. Yeah.
I still don't believe that much in those hitters at the bottom of the lineup that have hit, and I know a bunch of them have hit for over a month, but the Marsh, Stott, even Bader thing, and I know he's at the top of the lineup, I think they're playing above
the concern
heads.
Is, I mean, even though, you know, they won the Dodgers series, they could not hit their starters. I mean, I mean, it's great that, you know, you get them out after five or six, but that was a little concerning.
All right, so a lot going on with the Phils, a ton going on with the Eagles, getting ready for the Rams game. Let's go to Matt and Ridley right now as we broadcast from Borgata. It's going on, Matt.
What's going on, boys? How are we today?
Hi, Matt.
Other than that Pizza Hammer loss, I'm pretty good, but that one freaking...
Is the clock functioning again?
It is. Pretty awesome.
Okay. That's good. We retrieved the batteries.
Joe?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You're such an arrogant loser, Joe.
Oh!
Very nice. True that.
Look,
words.
I didn't complain
Wrong,
about the questions.
Arrogant, know-it-all loser.
I didn't say I'm going to review it. Like, you know, I lost. I admit that.
Well, usually you do.
What?
Joe, your overall personality is smug, arrogant, loser.
Come on, man. Come on.
Damn.
Come on. Well, you know, what
did
I ever do to you?
I ruined your holiday weekend about a month ago. We can all agree on that. Your holiday weekend was ruined. The guy just ruins your weekend. I mean, maybe you should move Beat the Hammer to Monday so your weekend's not ruined.
Ooh, that's a good
idea. I will say I got a pretty funny text from Joe Giglio. He said, which dynasty is more cooked, the Chiefs or the Hammer?
Oh, that's awesome.
Just to let everybody know, we have posted the video, okay, of him wanting to throw the clock, so you can go into WIP Morning Show. And it will be on my new Instagram, Joe.
Yeah.
Rhea Hughes 94 WIP.
Oh, I like that. I don't know how I didn't slam the clock.
So
I was so close.
Wait, Joe, we went from smug and arrogant to now sore? We're going to add sore to this mix?
I've been sore since I injured my freaking foot, my shin, my groin.
Oh, come on.
Everything's sore.
You got a little sprained ankle. You're fine.
No, it's coming along. It's coming along.
Yeah.
Is that it? You done, Matt?
No, yeah, that's it for Preston, your chop. Yeah, that's it. I'll have some more next Friday when you
leave. All right, let's give you a chance to win the prize. Give me something that's big that's L.A. related.
Well, it's not a good thing, but earthquakes is huge.
Yeah, that's another big one. Yeah,
huge.
We said it doesn't have to be a good thing. It can be the word we're using is notable.
Yeah.
Good or bad. So here are some of the answers we got.
That's a big answer.
Earthquakes big, the O.J. chase, the L.A. riots, the relocation of NFL teams, which has happened a bunch, the Showtime Lakers, the Gretzky trade, and others. We've gotten very, very good answers today. Let's talk to Ken in Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
Joe, I'm sorry for your loss because I know that puts us 1 week away further from you retiring this for good.
That's true.
Which is what I look forward to the most in life other than waking up every morning.
Why do you want me to retire? Come on, man.
I just want you to retire that. I want you to retire,
I'm not gonna retire that. I'm going to retire that when I retire, but that's a long ways away, my man.
Yeah.
Long ways away.
You're
stuck with me, Ken, for a long time.
I've never looked forward to death more, Joe. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
You know, Rhea, you've said a lot of things over the last few weeks, like you don't wear jerseys, and your satisfaction answer was your first cup of coffee. All kinds of stuff that you said over the last 3 weeks that I feel the exact same way. It's really starting to worry me.
Ken, that is pretty funny.
Really, I'm going to mass. I'm praying for some guidance here. So it's troubling.
We're more alike than you think, Ken, and that is frightening.
And you two have butted heads through the years.
Yes.
So, you know,
that's what frightens me. So listen. With the Rams, I mean, the Rams put four or five edge rushers on the field, you know, pretty much every snap, which is why the Eagles have had such tremendous success running the football against them. And, you know, I know John referred to Sean McVay as the wunderkind a few minutes ago talking to Coach Vermeil. The wunderkind is 0-3 against our head coach. But pretty much everybody is 0-3 against
I think he's also 1-6 against the Eagles.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's 1-5, 0-3 against Sirianni.
Yeah, because Doug beat him in 17, 18, and 19, and then he beat Doug in 20. I think the Eagles are 6-1 against the Wunderkind.
Yeah, they came in here with that Jared Goff just kind of shredded the Eagles defense that day when they came in here. I remember.
Yeah, but let's remember when the Eagles saved their season in 2018 and 2019 by winning games out there. Saved their season. And by the way, unfortunately, seriously, ended essentially Todd Gurley's career. Because that guy was probably headed to the Hall of Fame. And when he got injured in that game, I mean, it was just never the same.
So here's what I want to see. And here's what I think we will see on Sunday. I think you're going to see Jalen go, 18 for 22, because they just don't throw more than 22 passes in a game, for 184 yards, two touchdowns. He's going to run for another touchdown, and Saquon Barkley's going to have another 140-yard game against this team. And, we just at some point have to recognize that the paradigm for how the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, plays the position in this city, in this offense, is not what we're used to seeing. And we just start to have to rethink what constitutes a great quarterback. Is it a guy that throws for 300 yards every week, or is it a guy who makes every play he needs to make when he needs to make it? And I can almost guarantee you he's going to pick up at least three first downs on third down.
So can I agree with a lot of what you said? The one word I would change instead of great quarterback is good quarterback. That's the only thing I would change, because they do win a ton with him. To me, and while he's stylistically different, it just reminds me a lot of Phil Simms, meaning you win a lot of games, but he's not the main reason why you win a lot of games. That's what I think is going on here. I know a lot of people think he's better than that, and that's fine, but that's how I see it.
And look, in the final analysis, I don't care how good of a TV show the Eagles are, so Al Michaels can just go, pound sand. All I care about is that they win virtually every week. And I've said this before, they win so frequently that when they lose two games in a row, people want to fire the head coach. And now they're 2-0, so they haven't even lost yet, and people are already questioning Nick Sirianni, and is the problem.
Well, no one's questioning Sirianni. I mean, people are questioning the offensive coordinator. People are questioning Hurts. No one's questioning Sirianni.
I've heard the common denominators for the problem for the last 4 years have been the quarterback and the head coach, which implies that one of the two is the quote-unquote.
They've said that problem on the afternoon show, for what it's worth.
All right. Well, it's certainly not the head coach. Ken, give me an answer, pal. What is something big that's L.A.-related?
So it's always been strange to me that – only in L.A., when they talk about a freeway, they talk about an interstate, they put D in front of it. Like D-405, D-15. It's
D-101.
That's an interesting answer.
Never knew that.
That was my backup answer if traffic was taken.
Wow. I mean, that's not well known by people around here.
The 880. Yeah,
I guess not.
Did you like L.A., Devin? How long were you there, and did you like it?
I loved L.A. I was there for like a
year and a half, 2 years. That's not just L.A., though. That's the whole of California.
I lived there like right out of undergrad. I love LA. I always say, like, as a city, it's beautiful. It's almost like more of like it's a sprawling city, so it's like a giant suburb, and that's why traffic, you have to drive everywhere. It's not like New York City or Philly where it's compact. But I always used to say I wish I could transport like all my Philadelphia people to LA, and then it would be a perfect city, because it's perfect in terms of weather, in terms of things to do. The people out there are I think they're like the antithesis of what Philadelphians are. We're here, we're very honest, we're very real, sometimes deemed, mean. I think we're just, honest, and we're always going to tell it to you straight, where LA, it's, a lot of fake, a lot of flaky, a lot of superficial.
Pretty good breakdown. Seltzer, the Al Michaels audio that Ken referenced and Rhea's referenced in updates. Do you have that audio?
We do have it, yeah.
I'd like to play that. All right, let's listen to this. This is Thursday Night Football last night, as the Bills beat the now 0-3 Dolphins. So the Dolphins were more competitive than many thought they would be. Let's listen to Al Michaels during the broadcast.
Some teams are good, and they're not particularly interesting. The Buffalo Bills have really become a great team to watch.
They are.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Well, so you think he's talking tush push?
Oh, 100%. 100%. As soon as I heard it, I knew.
Well, maybe. I mean, give me the context. Was it around a short yardage play or something?
I can pull up the play. I don't remember the exact play.
Because from that, I mean, There are some teams that have been good through the years. I mean, I thought the Utah Jazz were boring. And they were good, and you know. Now maybe that's
the Devils, you know.
The Devils.
Yeah. But Joe, the talk all around is that it's not an interesting play. It's not pretty. It's
well,
not
I agree.
That,
I agree with that.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, right. So you know, but I think it was a shady way for him to say it.
It might have been. It might have been. All right, let's listen to Shil Kapadia getting us ready for the Eagles and the Rams. He gave us a preview Wednesday on the program of the Birds and L.A., renewing a game that was twice played last year. Eagles won both times. Here's Shil.
Shil, let's get a little preview of Sunday, Eagles-Rams. Pretty solid, real solid week three game. How are the Rams better than last year? How good are they?
Yeah, they're better than last year because they added Devontae Adams. And last year with Puka Nacua, and they didn't have another option in the passing game. That was really good. Now they've got two guys. I think Puka Nacua is a top five wide receiver, and Devontae Adams is still fantastic at this stage of his career. So this is a team where if you caught him in week 11 or 12, maybe Stafford's dealing with some injuries. He's 37 years old. But getting him in week three here with all those guys healthy, it's going to be a real challenge for the Eagles defense. It's going to be a challenge for Adoree Jackson. And so I think the Eagles can run the football against them. And I think they, you know, the Eagles are obviously favored in the game. But there's no doubt this is a formidable opponent at this stage of the season.
Well, let's get to our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. $7,500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. Poll question, who do you think wins Sunday, Eagles or the Rams? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Coming up shortly, we'll get something Jason Kelce said to us yesterday about the Eagles' offense and trying to unlock what has obviously been, somewhat stuck. Let's go to Tom in Norristown. Tom, good morning.
Hello, how you doing? I need to push my, I have a kidney stone that's so big they put a stent in.
Oh.
So I need to push to put that out, and I'm so scared. Oh. What happens if I get excited? Do I get a medal, what's called?
Well, a couple things. First off, all jokes aside, how much pain are you in?
A lot. Well, since Monday, I've only slept 6 hours.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you have a good doctor?
Yeah.
Good.
But I won't take the Oxycontin because in case I have to drive somewhere, it's not fair to people to me be driving on Oxycontin. So I'm just taking the pain.
Let me ask you this, Tom. Do you live by yourself?
No, I live with my 11-year-old daughter.
What about, is there a chance you can be staying with someone right now so that if you have to go quickly, someone else can drive you?
I have to wait for her to come back on the bus. Everything's set. Hey, I'm just waiting for the doctor to call me and tell me when he's going to take this stent out. And, you know, they were supposed to fracturize it in the hospital, and they didn't do that. Now they made it a two-step procedure. It's nuts. But I won like 2 weeks ago, and I still nobody's called me about getting my book for you.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Tom took me yesterday. I reached out to Walter. Walter should be reaching out to you, Tom.
Okay. All right. Hey, I forgot to say hi, everybody. I like you. I miss you all.
Thanks, buddy. Tom, we want you to be healthy, my man. Let's get this taken care
of. Hang in there,
of.
Tom. Those are really tough.
And maybe notify a neighbor. So if you're in a jam, you know, if you do take the meds, if you're in a jam, maybe a neighbor can drive you.
Well, here's what happened is the thing, the calcify thing is 6 mm, and it broke a hole in my kidney, and now all the water back flushed around created so much pressure. Mm. That's why they had to put the stent in, and that relieved a lot of things. So really the pain is basically when I go to the bathroom, it's George Foreman sucker punching me.
Yeah.
And then once the pee's gone, I'm back to normal. So
okay.
I
well, look, Tom, we want nothing but good stuff for you. I don't think you're going to be able to get to the Adam Sandler event tonight, but let's give you a chance to win those tickets.
Right.
Something L.A. related. What do you got?
Marilyn Mystery Death.
What is that? I don't know that.
Marilyn Monroe. She died.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say that.
I didn't
that.
Realize she was actually born in L.A.
I didn't either. Tom, good call, man. Real. I mean, I want the best for you. Marilyn Monroe. I didn't know she was from L.A.
Yeah, that shocked me.
Wow. Did you know that, John? Marilyn Monroe from
L.A.? I had no idea.
So how do
I
we
thought
know?
She was born
I looked
in, like,
it up.
Iowa
or
something.
I was looking up something, and I said, I was thinking about her death as well, yeah. And then I saw that she was actually born and raised in L.A.
There's a more famous mystery death, too, in L.A., I think, right? They made a movie about the Black Dahlia, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a great story.
Natalie Wood, the whole thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, for sure. No question about that. All right, let's talk to Ed calling from, I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch, James. Now I've got L.A. deaths. How about this one? You ready for this one?
What?
We're waiting.
I mean,
what?
The unsolved murder from 31 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Simpson?
Oh. There you go.
Say it again, Devin.
Are you talking about O.J. Simpson?
Well, I'm talking about, Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's unsolved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Just, quote unquote.
Just saying.
There's a book out there about if someone did it that you could read.
There was a book on that topic.
There was.
All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Great, Ed.
So this Sunday is kind of interesting. You know, we've spent the last, 7 or 8 years kind of, watching Cooper Kupp do his thing, and he was doing sort of running all the motions in that slot area. Now it's sort of like a different animal. You have like a bigger, like Puka Nacua. You can line up outside, you can motion inside, and I didn't really think about this until this morning. Like, you may actually have to have Jahad Campbell matched on Nacua if he's like inside. Like, I don't know if any other, maybe, or unless you slide the gene in there, like that's gonna really.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really caused some problems, but like not to be forgotten, no one really talks about it because he's not a super tough skill, but Tutu Atwell is just quicker than a hiccup, and I don't think we need to forget about him either.
Look, they
very
got weapons.
Skilled. Yeah, that it's scary. And again, they are going to motion, they are going to try to confuse our defense, and that's been a great part early in the season. We really haven't had issues in terms of it feels like it's been pretty even when we were aggressive and lighting it up last week with blitzes coming from all over the place, it felt like we were sound, from a defensive perspective. And sometimes when an offense gets you in places you don't want to be, that's when things break down and you get unsound. That's what this coaching staff for L.A. is good at doing.
Yeah, another real quick thing on, they're talking about last week, when A.J. Brown only had those like five slants for 37 yards. I'd initially said, maybe Jalen's not sight adjusting right, but Mayock's point to the weather, he may not yet trust the protection to audible into something that may be longer developing. So, it's really such a limited sample size. We don't know, but I really want to see more cohesion there. I think we'll get it. I mean, it's another week. Dickerson's, getting back to form. So, but that's my prime concern, like protections and blitz pickup. Hopefully they can figure that out this week.
Have to, man. It's been shaky.
Well, it helps a lot. Look, if they light us up this week, it does help when you bust out and go hit your head on the goalpost with a run from 75 yards. That does take the edge off the blitz. If they blitz right past you and Saquon runs and they clearly aren't going to catch him, that's going to make them think twice the next time they want to send extra defenders.
Ed, give me an answer, man. L.A., what are you thinking?
Can't make the show, but I'll give one. Has the Hollywood Walk of Fame been said yet?
Has been said.
The Greek Theater.
You got it, man. Ed, appreciate the phone call. All right, let's listen to something coming up in a minute. Jason Kelce said about the Eagles offense, which has obviously come under scrutiny this week. Kelce on the Eagles offense up ahead in 1 minute. John Rich.
Football season is here, so bring your A game to the tailgate with Wild Fork Foods. They have restaurant quality meats, seafood, and game day favorites to feed your whole team without breaking the bank. Making burgers or chili? We'll start with Wild Fork's ground beef, only $5.50 a pound. Or try one of my favorites, the peeled, deveined, Argentine extra large shrimp, only $9 a pound. Skip the grocery store scramble and visit one of their greater Philadelphia locations or shop online at wildforkfoods.com for same-day delivery.
All right, so we had Jason Kelce in studio with us yesterday, as we will every Thursday. By the way, all these audio, all these interviews, all available for you to go back and listen to at any time during the week. I mean, Vermeil today, Elliot earlier, Kelce yesterday, Mike Quick, Ron Jaworski, Nick Sirianni. I mean, it's really pretty unbelievable. We're very fortunate to have such a robust lineup of guests. And I know I'm missing a couple, Ross Tucker and others. It's something. So Kelce in studio every Thursday with us from about 7:30 to 8:30. And so it's all in the Odyssey app, all there. Listen anytime you can. One thing we talked about, obviously, with Jason was the offense, which has been a slog so far, and why it's been looking this way. Let's listen to what Jason said.
Obviously, they have a new change with a play caller, an offensive coordinator, and Kevin Petullo. I think that they, first of all, also played one of the best defenses over the last 2 years last week in Kansas City. I think we can sometimes overlook that because of the way the Super Bowl went and how lopsided that was. But the Chiefs are not a team that have let anybody offensively, especially coming into Arrowhead, come in and have a very easy day. I think that they've been great in certain situations. I think they've been really good in the red zone. I think that they've been good in third down conversions, which part of that is tush-push related. But, yeah, it's – and even to start the game, I think a lot of the times there's like two different parts of the game plan. There's your starters that you come into the game with that are like, this is what we're expecting to see, and we have all these very specific plays that generate explosives and high-powered offense. And the first week, it went really well against Dallas. This last week, I thought the first play of the game, it looked like AJ's wide open. If they don't miss the corner – blitzing on the nub side, they get that picked up, that might be a huge play down the field. So I think overall it feels like it's just a little bit disjointed and guys are kind of missing here and there, but I still think there's a lot of optimism moving forward. They still have great players. The run game was a lot better this last week with Saquon and the offensive line, and I have a lot of confidence that the passing game will pick up.
All right, that's Kelce. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out on Sunday what happens.
Well, so we were talking to Cam Jurgens as well in the locker room. He spoke actually the past 2 days, and I asked him about, you know, explosive plays, and like it is something that they obviously actively try to work on, and it's similar to what Jason said. He's like, you know, some games, like you tried that first play was supposed to be a downfield pass to AJ Brown. Things happen, and sometimes the game turns into a game where you kind of just have to dink and dunk your way to a win. It's gonna happen. Hopefully against the Rams, we see a bit more explosive plays from the offense.
The dink and dunk happens a lot more when it's zone. When you've got zone coverage up against you got the two deep three deep, you know, that's just what we hear about all the time. They're doing what they can to prevent those big plays, and man, you just got to be patient as a quarterback and check it down against zone, which no one really enjoys that much.
Well, he did a great job in the first half of the first game doing that.
Yes. I mean, well, look, I like that because I'm a former back. Yeah. I love it when the backs get some check downs here and there. But the offense as a whole, you know, it's sort of it feels less like it's in the flow. And it requires some patience, not just as a fan, but as a player, as a quarterback. It's hard for guys in some cases, I don't know, big-time guys who – Carson Wentz, a guy who's actually playing
brutal
this week.
Brutal.
He was awful at checking it down because he always wanted to take the big play downfield. He always wanted to take too big a bite.
Remember that Washington game?
That was his biggest problem.
The Washington game where they were rolling and he just kept throwing interception.
Week one?
Yeah.
Week one of 2020?
Oh, it was, yeah. I mean, he was absolutely trying to play hero ball.
Yeah. No, I think it kind of cost him his starting job in the league. Yeah. Because even with the diminished athleticism, if his brain processed better.
Correct.
And his sensibility allowed him to hit more singles and go for less homers, he could have remained a starting quarterback.
Sometimes you forget how amazing he was in 2017.
I know he was.
He's getting another opportunity right now
and
because of how amazing he was in 2017.
He's also a perfect example of the opposite of know thyself. Like, with the injury and stuff, he lost the ability to do certain things, and he was never able to accept that, and he kept thinking he could do things he couldn't.
Yeah, Mark Brunell became a game-managing starting quarterback for 5 or 6 years after his devastating injury. And, you know, was making a good living and even won a playoff game with Washington at one point. Like, you can maintain. But you're right, James. Carson, and probably some of it is the personality and the stubbornness and all that stuff. He's not a bad guy from what I hear, but just kind of got in his own way in a lot of ways. Let's get to Duncan right now. Duncan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Happy Friday. First time, long time. Appreciate taking my call.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for calling, Duncan.
Welcome aboard, man.
Yeah, I was going to start this call off with a little bit of a piece of trivia, but after that Hammer performance,
dude,
I think that might be mean.
No, I know. I can't even show off.
I'm going to do it anyways.
Fine.
December 13th, 2020. What happened that day?
December 13th, 2020, I'll say is when Jalen Hurts, I'll say it's when he beat the Saints. I mean, I think that's a little too late for him to get in versus the Packers. So I'll say that's when he beat the Saints.
Ding, ding. Look, the Hammer, he hasn't gone away yet.
Look at him. Feel a little better?
A little bit better.
Bring that up because number two, quarterback Jalen Hurts sent a New Orleans defender into another dimension on one of his jukes. And I thought to myself, that's our quarterback. And you think 5 years later, he's taken us to two Super Bowls, basically was MVP of both. And I still think that we take him for granted. And you know, I think back to when he was in Alabama and he, in that championship game, was benched for Tua. And in that moment, like his career, he could have said, you know what, football, this is my career, it's done. But he didn't. And thank God he didn't, because he has taken us to two Super Bowls and he's going to take us to another one. And I can't wait for Sunday to see him welcome the Rams to Philly and march all over them.
Well, would you acknowledge he hasn't played? Would you acknowledge he didn't play well last week?
No, I wouldn't say that he didn't play well. I think there's so many different pieces of what, you know, when he drops back to pass, what that blitz is, what the defense calls. I think defenses are throwing the kitchen sink at the Eagles offense right now. And in the first few weeks, just like Saquon said last year, you know, they're still trying to find the bearings. They're not running, Jalen. Like, have we had a single design QB run yet?
So we don't think so. We were talking about that earlier this week. I'd like to see them open that up, Nick, not be reckless with it, but it's time to remind not only this opponent, but all opponents, that it's in there. Because I do think it will help open some stuff up, both running and passing for the overall team.
Yeah, 100%.
And Jalen's really, really good at it. I mean, you know, I know Lamar Jackson doesn't run as much in Baltimore as he used to, but it's still there. And it's important to remind teams, we've got this. Don't take it for granted that you can defend us just one way. We've got this, and we'll use it. They've got to show that, I believe, to be all that they can be. Duncan, give me a great answer. Something big that's L.A.
Well, I won't be able to make it tonight, so I don't want to take one of the big ones off the board. I appreciate y'all taking the time for my call, and I look forward to call back soon.
You got it, my man. Duncan, appreciate that. All right, 215-592-9494. Doesn't even go to Shaq and Kobe.
Kobe. It's alone. Just
it's too
a
bad.
Big hand.
So who's the best of the seven? They've had seven all-time all-timers. Magic and Kareem, Wilt, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Shaq and Kobe.
LeBron, yeah, count LeBron.
Oh, and LeBron.
He was definitely not.
So LeBron was old, and Wilt was old.
Like, who's Magic the best as a Laker? Is what you're saying?
I guess. Well,
you're saying duos that.
No,
I mean LeBron had the best career.
LeBron or Kareem had the best
those two.
Career.
Those two. I will say though, I do think.
And then there's Wilt might be the. Might be the best, even though he didn't have as good of.
He didn't have as good as you.
I think the interesting thing, though, is I think Kobe is actually like the number one Laker.
So yeah, I think it's Magic.
I think Kobe passed him. I agree. I thought it was Magic. I think Kobe passed him.
Very close. Look, part of the argument against Kobe is Shaq was clearly the best player when they won the first three. That was obvious. Mm-hmm. But we also know when Magic won his five, at times Kareem was the best player.
And Kobe won one without Shaq, and Magic never did without Kareem.
Yeah, but I will say Kareem had nothing.
Kareem was old at the end. I know.
Kareem had nothing at the end. All right, drop of the week, NFL picks.
He still had the skyhook.
Most unstoppable shot in the history of the game.
And the NBA gave him that foul when Bill Laimbeer fouled him with about 10 seconds left in Game 7. And that was a bogus call. And that won the Lakers a championship.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.